Massive day for Australian rugby. Last night it was confirmed that we'll be hosting the 2027 Rugby World Cup and also the Women's World Cup in 2029. Berkey, morning to you, mate. Your old teammate Tim Horan, I saw him tweet, it's the most significant moment for Australian rugby since the World Cup win in 1991 put rugby on the map.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with him there. And then, you know, it's a fantastic shot in the arm for rugby. You know, apart from playing on the field and having to get that part of it right, to be able to say, well, this is going to be the third time. Now, they co-hosted in 87 with New Zealand. But to have it here is absolutely fantastic. You know, apart from what it's going to bring from a rugby perspective, the injection for, you know, the country, you know, post-COVID, where we are, the people that are going to come down, it is huge. And, you know, I was having a look at all the sort of bits and pieces this morning and as the campaign's gone on, who's going to get that Rugby World Cup final? It has to be 60,000 seat stadium, and the only ones in Australia are Perth, Sydney and Melbourne. And so now there's some more fighting as to how it's going to pan out as to which stadium it's going to be. But incredibly thrilled, proud to have another, I suppose, a Rugby World Cup in our backyard. And I just remember back to 2003, boys. It was enormous, you know. And we played that final. We didn't win, but you know, everyone rode the journey of the Wallabies to the final.
Berkey, they're talking about rugby here in this country when the World Cup is over, having an extra $100 million in their coffers. Where does that need to be spent? Because rugby has fallen behind some of the other codes, but with this injection of money, they can obviously now start to compete. But where do they spread it?
Well, they've got to be smart about it to start with, Loz. Certainly the women's game, remember, in 2029, they've also secured the rights for that World Cup for the women as well. So that's got to be a big focus too. We saw during the week that Australia played Fiji just gone and then Japan during the week, and they got dusted by Japan 12-10. So always increasing the ability for the girls to play the game, spread the love in that regard. So that's got to be an important focus. The other part of it has to be grassroots stuff. And again, you talk about Shoot Shield here in Sydney, then you talk about the Queensland club competition. That has to remain strong. And the biggest part about that is, and I'm not an advocate of just throwing money away for young kids, just because they've got some talent coming through. But you've got to earn your stripes. You know, and I always talk about an apprenticeship. And an apprenticeship means, you know, you start on a low wage and you work your way through. But if we can hook the kids in that regard in some way, shape or form, you know, brilliant. But certainly from the ground up, certainly not from the top down. So that's got to be the big one.
Okay, some of these games, let's look at Super Rugby Pacific this weekend. The big one, no doubt, the Brumbies up against the Crusaders. The Brumbies absolutely flying, aren't they? But the tests don't get much bigger. Then they've got the Blues, don't they, after this?
Yeah. A couple of hard hitouts, absolutely. They are at home this week, so that's a big plus for them. And look, they're playing well. You know, that win against the Hurricanes last week, you know, we know the Brumbies to kick for the corner and drive that line out over, but they're really throwing the ball around at the moment. Noel Oliseo, Nick White, you know, really controlling the back of the ruck and maul there and setting that attacking platform. And, you know, as apart from that, Oliseo re-signed, just recently. We've got Caden Neville re-signing. James Slipper's playing his 50th for the Brumbies. So there's plenty to play for down that neck of the woods. They are the best squad, I think, in Australia. That's easy, hands down. And they've got a really good bench as well to complement, those guys on the field. So when you've got that firepower, you can actually have a crack. You know, you can play against these Kiwi teams and have a really good go. The Kiwis, you're right, Mido. They are on song. They're flying. But what it's shown is the last couple of weeks that the Australian teams can compete. And certainly the Brumbies can compete. And I know that I think it's, what are the numbers, mate? It's about 280, is that what it is?
The Brumbies are $3.10. The Crusaders $1.38. This game tonight in Canberra.
I'm all over the Brumbies.
Mm. Mate, definitely take the plus 7.5 for sure.
Mate, don't be afraid to jump on the Brumbies. They've got some momentum at the moment. At home, they'll have a massive crowd there down at Laurie Daly Stadium, and it's going to be massive.
What about the Tars, mate? Can they beat the Hurricanes?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the next one, isn't it? You know, they're talking about fill the hill. That's the big slogan this week. They're playing at Leichhardt on Saturday night. I'm going to go out there and have a have a wander, and you know, they're starting.
You'll do a lap, won't you, Berkey?
I'll just do
the lap around and just sort of wave and g'day, boys, I'll be up.
And, you know, and the worst thing is that I'll get pointed at saying, who's that old bloke?
that's a dude from Channel 10.
What's the bloke from the news?
That's Sandra's mate.
happens to
the best of it. So good.
But, you know, they're trying to, you know, back on that momentum. Hooper not around this week. He's got still that concussion protocol from last week. But Ned Hannigan comes back from his sabbatical, and so he strengthens the team coming on the bench. It's going to be a good outing. I know it's wet during the week, but it's supposed to be dry on Saturday against the Hurricanes outfit that were are a good number. But again, it's about shutting down, you know, their strengths and their forward pack is their strength, and then outside of that, it's about, you know, scoring points and getting the crowd involved. And look, they've done a remarkable job, you know, from where they've come from to where they are now. You know, they're enjoying their football as well. Isaiah Parisi playing outstanding football at 13, and they're starting to believe, which is you know, half the battle.
Berkey, have to leave it there. Great day for Australian rugby, mate. Thanks so much.
Good on you, boys.